Colin Hawkins, Director of Football with St. Mochta's Football Club, thanks very much indeed for joining us this afternoon. Obviously, it wasn't an ideal announcement during the week, but one that had to be made for health and safety reasons. No football activity at all until, at the very least, the end of the month. How has it affected Mochta's?
100%. We made the decision, Dan, straight away when the news broke. It was a no-brainer, so we shut down all activities. Obviously, the DDSL, where we play most of our league games at the weekend, put a halt to all matches, but immediately we put a stop to all our training sessions. So, literally, since Tuesday, Wednesday, we haven't had any activity at the club at all. We shut it down, and we'll do so for the foreseeable future. So, obviously, it's a strange Saturday today with no sport to go to. Normally, I'll be up looking at the 4 to 7-year-olds in our Nippers Academy and then watching matches for the day, and we would have had a big match last night in the under 15 SFAI Irish Cup, which we would have missed. So listen, hugely disappointing, but it's absolutely the right thing to be doing.
Absolutely it is. And I suppose it affects, you mentioned there that the academies that you'd usually be up at in the mornings and schoolboy matches all over the place, this affects hundreds of children, and not just I suppose specifically to St. Mochta's, but thousands elsewhere. It's a real big problem. Has there been any sort of discussions with the FAI on sort of what to do next?
Not really, to be honest. We're just taking it day by day, and I suppose what hasn't helped is the weather as well today. Obviously, it's lashing rain, and we've come through a sticky patch of weather where we've had a lot of games and training sessions cancelled anyway. So we were really looking forward to really kick-starting the season, and getting plenty of matches under our belt. So we've obviously had to follow their guidelines. So even with the rain, kids aren't even able to go out on a one-to-one basis. I wouldn't be suggesting that they should be out in their local green having 11v11 matches, because that's totally against what the idea is. I know birthday parties and get-togethers, it's just not right. You just should be keeping your own kids with you. So obviously, it's up to parents maybe to get out the back and do a bit of keep their kids fit, or bring them for a walk on the beach or whatever it is, just keep them fit and healthy as much as possible. But in terms of getting together for little training sessions, we won't be looking at that, no chance.
And have you had, I suppose, many parents onto you wondering, what do I do with little Johnny, while this is off? Because, it kind of puts them in a weird situation as well, that they're trying to work and they're trying to work around, whether they work from home and schools are closed and so on and so forth. It's a sort of a domino effect, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a massive difficulty. I'm lucky enough, I suppose, in my own home situation. My wife works weekends, so I'm minding our three young kids who are all in primary school. I'm minding them at the weekend, and during the week she's able to mind them, so I'm lucky to have that. But if it wasn't the case, we'd be under serious pressure, both financially and how to juggle the week. But in terms of sports, yeah, it just changes the evening. Obviously, we would have our ballet, gymnastics, women, like my kids, like all kids are into all sports, so every evening is totally different. So we've got to find new activities and bond with our children a little bit differently, in terms of whether it's baking or reading books or, get the Monopoly boards out. So, as I keep saying, if the weather was better, you'd like to think you can go out the back and do a bit of training. And a few parents have been on to me, and there's great apps out there that I'm sharing with them where your ball mastery skills and that, where they can be working. Because, you want to keep the kids ticking away and they want to keep playing ball. They just got to be very careful that they don't get into groups. And I suppose that's why they're trying to keep the kids away from playgrounds and that. So it makes total sense to me. Hopefully it's not going to be for... We've no idea when this is going to end, but we just got to follow the strict guidelines and roll with it,
And I don't know if you're perhaps the one maybe to talk about it, but one of the things, and you're seeing it from a much wider level when you're looking at sort of League of Ireland players and how they're going to be affected by potentially not being paid as a result of clubs not getting gate receipts, etc. One thing that might crop up from a local grassroots point is the fact that parents are paying fees for their kids to play football, and particularly from your perspective at St. Mochta's. Is there something that the club and I suppose maybe other clubs around the place will have to meet to discuss what there is to be done about it, because there's a serious financial repercussion from this potentially?
Yeah, I suppose not so much at the schoolboy level, but I get it with the senior teams and the League of Ireland. It's going to be a huge problem, and I would have had faced at different clubs over my career in the League of Ireland. We would have had financial difficulties, but this is a serious problem. If they have no income coming in at the gates on a Friday and a Saturday, there's going to be serious problems the longer it drags on. And I know some clubs have put out an appeal for people to keep buying the ticket on a Friday night, even if the game isn't on, which is a good idea, just to keep it ticking over if they can, which isn't easy for everybody if they're going to be off work as well, So, but yeah, lots to think about. But in terms of us as a club, we will sit down with our schoolboy committee and our chairman, Trevor Notey, soon, and we'll see. I mean, we just got to be guided by, is this here for a month? Is it here for 6 months? We don't know. But I would like to think with the fine weather in the summer, we would be able to prolong the season. We would normally finish, the league would normally finish at the end of May for the schoolboys, or start of June even. We would finish up and we'd take a bit of a break for July and allow people to go on their holidays, etc. So if that was a possibility, if everything had cleared up, we could maybe keep ticking over the summer. I know we'd host three of the FAI summer camps at our own club, which would be full every week with 120 kids. So you'd like to think by then all this will be sorted, hopefully, you know, and we get back to being fit and healthy and playing football.
And from your perspective, finally, then, Colin, as a former player and as somebody who's represented, you know, Irish underage teams in the past too, you know, there's all of this talk about, you know, whether or not the Premier League will be cancelled, whether or not it'll be null and void. Then, you know, talks about UEFA meetings next week about pushing Euro 2020, you know, forward a year. From your perspective as a player, do you think that maybe is the right thing to do now, to just save all the, you know, all the fuss for afterwards about, you know, what happens and repercussions, you know, and speaking specifically maybe about Euro 2020, you know, just move it the next year and just, you know, carry on then when there's an appropriate time?
Yeah, obviously, listen, it's unprecedented. We've never had to deal with stuff like this. It's just massive, you know. But for me, you're talking about life and death here for people. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is a football match, you know, and a huge tournament like the Euros. Obviously, you want to get it played. But if it had to be pushed down the line a year's time, and a playoff even with Slovakia, and that had to be pushed a year's time, then so be it, if that's the way it has to happen. With regards to the Premier League, obviously, I'm not a Liverpool fan. If I was, I'm sure you want it wrapped up and the league is handed out now. I can't see that happening. Whether they start it again or finish it off in August, I'm not too sure. That I think they meet next Tuesday. So there's some huge decisions to make, and obviously huge financial implications for Liverpool as well. You know, as title winners, that would bring huge benefits to that club, you know, financially. So if they were to miss out on that, so there's a lot of stuff to be decided. But you're talking money in football there, but, you know, its priority is getting this right and following the strict guidelines. I would have watched the late last night and watched all the media stuff like everybody else. And I think it's just really important everybody follows that to the letter of the law, so it doesn't get out of hand, and we try and contain as much as we can.
Absolutely. Okay, well, listen, hopefully that this does sort of begin to slow down or die down in the near future so that we can all get back to it. Listen, Colin, thanks very much indeed for taking the call today.
No problem, Dan. I'll go back to my game of Monopoly. Thank you.
Go on. Good luck. Take care.